Violence and religion are two words that often share newspaper headlines, especially since 9/11. But what causes someone to choose violence as opposed to altruism to advance their religious beliefs? That's one of the questions researchers around the world are puzzling over. One of those involved in this work is Ara Norenzayan, a social psychologist at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. To discuss this new science of faith, we've reached Dr. Norenzayan in Vancouver. Hello, Dr. Norenzayan, and thanks for joining us. How are you?
I am good, thank you.
First of all, let me ask you, how did you get into this particular field of study?
I guess the story goes back to my childhood. Ever since I was an altar boy in the Armenian church back in Beirut, Lebanon, I've been fascinated by religion. I grew up during the religious civil wars in Lebanon, and I could see that religion was a big part of the life of most people there. And I could see how religion was a source of great meaning and comfort for people. And it was a source of great conflict. People killed for religion for 15 years.
Not only there, but elsewhere around the world as well.
That's correct.
Now, why study this, though?
I think that the time has come for scientists to actually understand and examine and explore religion as a phenomenon, as an aspect of human nature and an aspect of human culture, given its importance in the world today in shaping people's lives and in influencing international events. Just understanding religion as a natural phenomenon, which it is. This is important regardless of whether or not religions are true in a metaphysical sense. But setting aside that question, whether one believes in religion in that way or not, I think it's a very important to understand religion as a natural phenomenon in the world today.
Well, isn't that part of the challenge, though, in the sense that most religions around the world, if not all, are faith-based as opposed to fact-based?
Correct. So that itself should be the object of study. So faith can be examined from a scientific point of view like anything else. We do not want to, again, rail against religion or against faith. We don't want to defend it either. We just want to understand it.
Isn't there perhaps some resistance to study such as yours in the sense that people who are involved in religion may view this as an attack on their religion in some extent?
Correct. There are obstacles to a science of faith, and there's an understandable reluctance on the part of religious individuals for such an idea. And the reason for that is that scientists are overwhelmingly not religious. Of course, science is all about curiosity. If one has to understand something, explain something, one has to do it with an open and curious mind.
But now, what about the aspect of violence in connection with religious beliefs?
Yeah, I call this the paradox of religion. When I was growing up in Lebanon, this was quite obvious, and you can see it in the world today. On one hand, you can see religion as a force for peace and non-violent political change, for example, in the work of someone like Mahatma Gandhi or Martin Luther King, the Dalai Lama. These are deeply religious individuals who have used religion for peaceful political change. On the other hand, there are also many counterexamples where you see a lot of violence committed in the name of religion. I might add here that violence is not unique to religion. There's lots of violence committed in the name of other ideologies as well, for example, in the name of communism and so on. But it is a fact that violence is endemic to religion. We've been doing some research lately to try to understand what, if anything, in religion contributes or is involved in such violence, especially religious violence.
A scientific study tends to quantify and codify things. How do you quantify and codify something that is basically intangible?
Yes, a good question. In fact, psychologists are quite used to codifying and quantifying things that look intangible. But it's not a big problem. We have developed a lot of tools. So in opinion surveys, for example, there's the same issue. How do you quantify support for a political party or attitudes towards a certain issue? And in fact, social scientists have done a pretty good job of developing quite sophisticated methods. And we've borrowed some of these methods in our research. We've even borrowed experimental methods from psychology to address these questions.
If one believes in religion, which is theoretically supposed to be about peace and nonviolence, what does your study reveal about the logic behind someone who says they believe strongly in God but going out very willingly to kill themselves and others?
That's a good question. One thing I would emphasize, as a psychologist, I am not as much interested in what the texts say, a religious text says. Texts that can be interpreted in a variety of ways in different communities and in different historical periods. So the real question for me is, how are people experiencing their faith and how does that affect their behaviors? In the case of violence, so for example, if you take the case of combative martyrdom, suicide attacks, for example, these individuals are not insane. They don't have any psychological problems. They're invariably considered nice people in their communities, or were considered. What you find is that these people were deeply motivated to sacrifice themselves for their group, with the horrible, unfortunate consequence of killing others. So the motivation is a benign motivation, but the consequence is of course, horrendous. And understanding the how and why of that question will be very important in the next decade as well.
Well, Dr. Noren Zion, it sounds like a very complicated study. Thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you.
Ara Noren Zion is a social psychologist at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver.